I want to welcome each of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here, and we look forward to worshiping our great Lord today as we gather together with His people. I want to, for our call to worship, just read Psalm 108. If you either want to follow along or just listen, just reading this psalm and maybe making a couple of points. Psalm 108. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises among Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great above the heavens, Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth, that Thy beloved may be delivered. Save with Thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in His holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not Thou, O God, who hast cast us off? Wilt not Thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. This call to worship, this call to praise the Lord and do it, yes, this psalm says early. I don't know about you, but I sometimes struggle with the mornings. I have to wait for the coffee to process, get myself awake, kind of get the caffeine flowing through, and then maybe we can have a little bit of a smile here and there. But the Bible encourages, and I'm sure many of you know what that's like, the Bible encourages us, yes, to even wake early, and the first thing that should be on our mind and on our lips is praise to our God. That He's given us this earth to live in, that He is in control of all things, that He is governing the nations. And yes, I know we live in times of tumult, and there's a lot of things that happen in our world that bother us, and we don't understand them. We question and think, why, Lord, are these things happening? Why are these people acting this way, or different things happening in nations around the world? But notice all those nations that were listed here in this psalm, it is that we as God's people will have victory despite them. The Lord is our help. It says there that vain is the help of man. And I hope that this morning that as you come here to worship, that your trust will be pointed to the Lord. We, you know, don't put our trust in the politics or in different people or in different nations, but in our Lord who is over them. Through God we shall do valiantly. We can be courageous. We can go and conquer in the name of truth because God will tread down the enemies. It may seem like on this earth, at least, that many times evil has its way. And the enemies of truth may at times advance and have their way, and things change in our country, and it seems as truth has just fallen, but we still serve a mighty God. And it is our responsibility as believers to act valiantly, to praise the Lord's name, and to continue to honor and serve Him. I hope that that's our mindset this morning as we've gathered to worship Him, as we sing hymns together, and as we hear a message from God's Word.